having a record year.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
New Country, Z100. Hey, it's Kent with you, and so excited. Coming up on our Tuesday, March 22nd auction, our final one for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This is quite possibly the biggest item we've actually ever auctioned off, and it's from our friends at E.T. Simons. I've got Dave on the phone line with me right now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kent.
I didn't really know everything that E.T. Simons does. Like, I see you all out there building our infrastructure in Southern Illinois, but then also you do residential work as well. We're gonna auction off, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm thinking it's up to a 5,000 square foot asphalt driveway. Is that correct?
That is, Kent. Now, for the listeners, 5,000 square feet, typically a driveway is about 12 feet wide, so that would be over 400 feet long. Quite a driveway. One thing that anyone interested to do on this, feel free to call E.T. Simons the next few days. Mm-hmm. We would be happy to discuss your individual product or your project and go over any details or questions you might have.
That sounds great, Dave. And I think the big question here is that what kinds of prep work do I need to do? Can it be like just, let's say I just have rocks down. Do I need to do anything if it's just a gravel?
If you're on existing aggregate with your driveway, what we'll do is we'll just come in and grade and shape that, and then we'll put a 2-inch asphalt overlay on it, mm-hmm. which is more than enough for residential type work. If you have like an existing asphalt driveway that has maybe had some failures over the years, we'd be happy to discuss that with you, and we have all types of machinery to prep that also and take care of it.
Right, because I'm thinking of the homeowner who may have an old asphalt driveway. It's got cracks in it and weeds growing up in it and all kinds of things. You would actually need to come in kind of prep that area before you lay the asphalt product down, right?
We will always prep everything to make sure we have proper drainage. If you do have the old asphalt, we will mill that down, so when we're done, everything will look like new again.
I'm really excited about this because it has the potential to really raise a lot of money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and E.T. Simons is coming through in a big way. This is going to be on Tuesday, March 22nd, up to 5,000 square feet of asphalt drive at your property. What's the phone number people can call to get a hold of you?
They can call, area code is 618-457-8191. Kent, also, anyone that in the last year or so that has called and we've came out and have given them an estimate, they decided not to do it at the time. They might want to relook that and see if they can get it for a bargain.
618-457-8191.
I'd also like to mention that we'll take care of the winner no matter what, but it's all for St. Jude's and that's why we're doing it.
With E.T. Simons is going to be out here doing the work and making sure that the homeowner is taken care of. I do want to stress this is for residential customers only here, but it's coming up on Tuesday, March 22nd. Go to Z100FM.com to find out more, and I'll have all this information up there as well. Dave with E.T. Simons, thank you for your time this morning, brother, and thank you for helping out St. Jude.
Thanks, Kent.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.